AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. An ominous report tied to the French Alps crash of Germanwings Flight 9252. There were published reports that one of the pilots was locked out of the cockpit. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The New York Times is citing an investigator who says audio from the cockpit voice recorder reveals that one pilot had left the cockpit. Then he tries to re-enter, knocking softly at first. But when there's no response, the investigator is quoted as saying, "You can hear he is trying to smash the door down."
French officials have given no details from the recording, insisting the cause remains a mystery. Three Americans were among the 150 who died when the plane crashed, including a mother and daughter from Noakesville, Virginia. Yemen's president has fled his country. Shiite rebels and their allies moved on his last refuge in the south. The Saudi ambassador to the U.S. says the situation presents a security concern for the entire region.
The Houthis have taken over the armed forces of the Yemeni state. They are in control of ballistic missiles, heavy weapons, as well as military bases and ports.
Saudi Arabia and its Gulf allies believe the Shiite rebels are tools for Iran to seize control of Yemen. The Army sergeant who abandoned his post in Afghanistan and was held captive for 5 years by the Taliban has been charged by the U.S. military with desertion. Army Colonel Daniel King on what's ahead for Bo Bergdahl.
Legal experts often compare an Article 32 preliminary hearing to a civilian grand jury inquiry.
Bergdahl was handed over to the U.S. Special Forces last May in exchange for five Taliban commanders imprisoned at Guantanamo Bay. In Florida, the Pasco County Sheriff says a 13-year-old boy killed his 6-year-old brother, wounded another, and then fatally turned the gun on himself after an argument over food. This is AP Radio News. Tornadoes are reported in Arkansas and Oklahoma tonight with one person dead. Meteorologist Roger Edwards is with the Storm Prediction Center.
There's a line of storms from southwest Oklahoma all the way through central Oklahoma, up I-44 through Tulsa area and into the Ozarks of southern Missouri and northern Arkansas. And what we expect primarily with these storms, large hail, damaging wind, flash flooding, rain.
Facebook's Messenger app is evolving into a multitasking tool, says Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg.
You can create content. You can share it directly into Messenger. And what you're going to see is that your friends are going to be easily able to reply and install the apps that you're sharing with them.
By the end of April, Messenger will also be adding the ability to display store receipts and shipping information to help consumers keep track of their interactions with merchants and other businesses. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.